Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Carol Obley with us. Carol's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Her books are still available. How do people get your books, Carol? Amazon?
Yeah, they're on Amazon. They're on Kindle. You won't get an autographed copy there, though. You can only get that from me.
Aha. That's worth it, too.
They are listed on my website.
Carol, religion teaches us that there's a heaven and a hell. What are your thoughts on that concept?
Well, there are certainly planes. When I say planes, I'm referring to planes of consciousness. There are certainly lower planes. The closer that you get to Earth, the denser and the less light. And I mean actual light, light that illuminates. The closer ones to Earth are denser, and they are relatively ugly compared to the higher planes where most people go. So absolutely there are lower levels. I don't know that I would describe them as the biblical hell, but they certainly are not as pleasant, as the higher levels. And you have to understand though, we go where at the time of death we have a certain consciousness, so we can't go anywhere other than what is matching or what is resonating with that particular consciousness. And so, for example, a Hitler, isn't going to go to the higher levels. Jeffrey Dahmer is not going to go to the higher levels.
Right. Ted Bundy will not go to the higher levels.
Right. So there is really, there by the law of attraction, which is a valid natural law, we can only go where our consciousness is matching. And it's possible, George, for those in a higher plane to descend to a lower, for example, to help souls that are there or to, in some way commune with those souls. But it's not possible for lower souls to go to the higher levels.
What about the devil, Carol? Where does the devil fit in here, if at all?
Well, I go back and forth with that. Certainly there are lower astral entities, astral, referring to the spirit world. Certainly, they are there. One of the influences that they can have with people are through drugs and alcohol. Also, I believe to a certain degree, certain mental disorders. And I don't mean that in any disparaging way whatsoever, but there can be sometimes, not all the time, an influence with people that might be suffering from a mental illness. So absolutely those exist. I have had sleep paralysis. I think I've spoken about that on Coast before. And I've actually seen some of these, I don't know if you want to call them demonic or satanic energies that have come around. And they're very frightening. Very, very frightening.
What do they want, Carol?
I believe that my theory on it is that they want some sort of control of the soul. And I used to get these quite frequently when I was much, much younger. And it was interesting because I was drinking heavily at the time, drinking alcohol heavily.
You were?
At the time, yeah, during my...
would never have imagined that.
Actually, that's how I really jump-started my spiritual pathway, was through 12-step recovery. And at the age of 25, I was dying.
Oh, my God, Carol.
Yeah.
Did you do drugs, too, or just alcohol?
Both. Yeah, I'm very transparent as far as what I talk about with myself.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, I really am very real. And so that's, you know, yeah, that was a big problem. I was going straight down the tubes. And I believe that, you know, divine intervention happened at that point. I mean, I was in my 20s, 25 when that occurred. But interestingly, that's when some of these night paralysis or night terror things were happening. And I think at that time, George, it was like really kind of a battle in a way. I don't mean to sound corny with this, but kind of a battle for my soul in some way. You know, which way was I going to choose? Which way was I going to go?
Well, they don't have it yet.
No. No, I have not drank alcohol. I never drink alcohol, and I haven't in 40 years. So,
where does God play a role in this, Carol?
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine living life without God. Core to me, to everything I'm doing, to helping people. You know, I don't perceive as God as the, you know, the biblical type of God. To me, I call it that entity spirit. If within everything, every blade of grass, every animal, every person, every tree, that force runs through everything. And it's a consciousness that's within all of us. And with that, you know, with that recognition, there really is this great equality amongst every living thing. And it's our perception of, you know, through the division here on this earth plane of duality that really causes that separation. But once you really get that, you know, the God energy or the God force is within every living being, then there isn't a division. There is not this group versus that group. And that's what I think people really, that's what humanity needs to realize, is that fundamental concept.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
If a human dies and before they died, they wanted to make up with a friend or do something wonderful for somebody, and they never had the opportunity to do that because they died, does that haunt them in the spirit world? That they were never able to accomplish that?
Yes. In a nutshell, the answer to that, yes, it does haunt them. It also, throughout many years of doing mediumistic readings for people, people often harbor regrets themselves, and a big one too is guilt. Well, I should have done this. I should have done that. I sat with my parent or my husband or wife, and they were dying, and I went up to go have lunch or something, and I came back and they had passed. And the person might carry guilt for a lot of years over that, whereas that soul wanted to quietly slip away and preserve their dignity and just, go into that good night, as they say. So guilt can be, and regrets can be, very destructive, to our sense of well-being. And so, it's really an unproductive emotion. And that's on both sides of the veil. That comes from the spirit world and also from people here in the physical world.
Have you ever met a spirit you didn't like?
No. I've met plenty of people in the living that I don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
But usually, no. And, one thing I've been asked in many interviews, because I've done a lot of different media, but people will go, well, are there evil? Are there people who were bad people in life that come through and they're just mean?
Sure.
And I honestly, I haven't encountered that, although the personality will come through when that consciousness of that soul blends with mine. So say that it was a dad who was, physically abusive to the recipient of that reading. That will show up in the reading. And, so in that way, yes, it is known. But usually that person who was not a good person when they were here, they will often express regret about that because they've seen the implications of those choices that they made when they were here and how it affected other people.
Why does it seem that there are so many ghostly hauntings from the dead?
Well, sometimes there's an emotional attachment to something that was unfinished. Usually, just as a blanket statement, it's unfinished business on that person's behalf. You know, I had an experience several years ago. It was quite interesting.
What happened?
I met some friends for lunch, and across from that restaurant was an antique store. And just for a lark, we went there. We went into this antique store. And I was browsing through. I love old things. I love to look at old things. And I stopped collecting because I just don't have any more room. But I turned around. I wasn't even thinking about anything to do with the spirit world, anything to do with mediumship or anything. And I turned around, and clairvoyantly, I saw a very dejected man about, I don't know, 35, 40 years of age. And he was sitting in front of one of these cubicles in this antique mall. And he had his face in his hands, and he was sitting there very depressed. I actually felt what he was feeling.
A live human or a ghost?
Oh, no. This was a spirit.
Okay.
And that's what I said. I saw him clairvoyantly. It was not physical. And he was so attached to those belongings that were in that particular cubicle that it was sort of like he didn't want to leave his belongings that were there. And so I went to the front of the store, and I said to the person, you know, the clerk who was there, I said, "Where do these things come from in this antique mall?" And she said, "Oh, I get them from all over. You know, the wood that we use here for the partitions, we got from old barns. And, you know, the different objects have come from all over the place." So I know that, you know, Coast has done things on haunted objects.
Yes. We were talking.
I really believe that now. I mean, I really.
Well, there's no question about it. We were talking about that with our previous guest who came on before you, Joshua Warren. He goes into antique stores just for that purpose.
Oh, that's very interesting. The synchronicity of my mentioning that, I didn't know that was his topic. But once I saw that, I felt a lot of sadness that spirit, you know, was so attached to that stuff. He wouldn't leave. It was like there was a great sadness, you know, with him. But yeah, I mean, there is a lingering that can occur. And also, I believe there's a replay in the etheric, which is the energy field that is closest to the earth, or also to the physical body. It's sort of a double. It's, you know, it's a doppelganger of the physical. And, you know, there's actually a replay that can happen, and particularly with strong emotions. That's why you get hauntings on, you know, like some of these ships that have sunk and so forth, or, you know, historical places, battlefields, places, you know, in which there was strong emotion.
Pretty dramatic stuff. It really is. Carol, at your website, can people email you and set up appointments?
Yeah, I prefer that they call my office, but I'm more of a in person, and I manage my entire business myself.
Really? You have no assistants, huh?
I do not. And I'm a micromanager probably because I'm a sun sign Capricorn, you know. But yeah, they can contact me that way as well.
We're going to take calls with Carol Obley next hour. She'll do psychic readings and medium readings. What's the difference between the two, Carol?
Psychism is more of reading that person in the physical body that is on the other end of the phone or on Zoom or in front of you, whereas mediumship is connecting or blending with a soul who is not here in the physical realm.
And do you prefer one against the other?
No, I usually, there's a blending. Most readings, there's a blending, or what I call life guidance. A lot of people ask about, you know, things such as career, relationships, spirituality, money, you know, all of those sorts of things. So that's what I would consider more psychic-oriented. Mediumship is an actual blending and connection with a soul who's not here physically.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.